Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard?
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown. It's a bit chaotic, but it is called The Breakdown after all. Joel is not here. Steve is not here. I'm here. I'm John. And I've got Jen with me. Hi,
hello,
Jen.
I'm here.
I'm hoping that works. You may have noticed a slight difference in the introduction to the show in that we didn't have the ident. That is because the ident machine is broken. Yes, Joel is currently sending me advice, but we're going to have to do without the idents for now. But welcome to the show, Jen, on the ridiculously hot, sweltering July day.
Yeah, I think this is the hottest I have ever been in the Breakdown studio so far.
Yeah.
Neither of us have brought a hand fan.
So, no, yep. But we have tissues, which we can mop our brows with. Tell me what sort of music you've got with you today.
Well, we've just opened with Dinosaur Jr.
Thank you for telling me that. I would have forgotten to tell people that. Yes, that was Several Got Away by Dinosaur Jr., which was actually out last week. I think you were going to play it last week, weren't you?
I played it last week, but then didn't get time to play it. So Several Got Away is the lead single from their 13th studio album, They're Near, which is set for release on 28th of August on Jag Jaguar. They're on tour in the US through July, October and November. No UK tour dates announced yet. But yeah, I've got loads of other stuff for you. Some of it is other stuff that spilled over from last week. But what have I got? I've got Freak Slug. I've got Millpool. I've got All of Gartland. I've got The Anchoress. Plenty of stuff. Looking forward to it.
Oh, you sounded better now in the microphone. I also didn't check the levels because I'm a huge professional. And Joel is texting me saying, "You sound too loud. Jen sounds too quiet." Music I have got. I've got new track from Disgusting Sisters, a track from Genesis Owosa, which was a surprise release this week, and The Mountain Goats, track from their upcoming album. And we're going to do a double album of the week, aren't we? We decided this.
Yeah,
we're going to do a double album of the week of Jack White and Finn Wolfhard of Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
But we shall continue. We shall continue through this shambles of a show already. And you have brought Lucia and the Best Boys. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I think you saw a bit of her as well when it was Get Together, didn't
you?
Yes, yeah,
I saw her do a cover version of the Blue Nile's Downtown Lights.
Yes.
Which was really, really good.
Yeah, so I've been following her for a little while. This is the project of Glasgow artist Lucia Firthall. She's released Better for the Worse, which is the fourth preview track from her upcoming second album, Picking Petals, which will be out really soon on the 31st of July on Communion Records.
Right, and we'll follow that with a track from last week's album of the week, Mary in the Junkyard. But this is Lucia and the Best Boys, Better for the Worse.
Oh,
That was a track from last week's album of the week, Mary in the Junkyard. The album is called Role Model Hermit, and that's a track called Piece of the Dog. Right, I'm going to ask Jen to speak and see if we can hear her.
Is this the right microphone?
I think it might be.
Is it? I'm not sure. Perhaps not. No, it wasn't.
That is.
That is. Which one is it? Now we know. It's number three.
It's number three.
Magic We've sorted number three. It. Three Excellent. Is the magic number. Now we know.
I know Joel is listening. Joel, if this sounds good, let me know. Because at the moment, we're teetering on the verge. Anyway, that was last week's album of the week, which means that it's time for this week's album of the week. And we're going to do two albums of the week this week. Frozen Charlotte was released yesterday. It is Jack White's new solo album. How many solo albums do you think Jack White's had out?
It's an unfair guess. I know this from my own research.
Yeah, it's seven, isn't it?
Seven.
It's a seven studio album. It features 13 tracks, including Dollar Bill, which was released as a single, God and the Broken Ribs, and we are going to play. I'm going to see which one did you choose, Jen? I can't believe what I'm hearing. I chose that as well.
You can go for that one. I'll do my pick in the second hour.
Right, we will play I Can't Believe What I'm Hearing from the new Jack White album, and then you'll hear another track from that after 4 o'clock. This is Jack White. White, I Can't Believe What I'm Hearing, which is from the new album Frozen Charlotte, one of our two albums of the week, and we're going to be playing a track from that after 4 o'clock. I said we had two albums of the week. What's the second one, Jen?
I didn't expect my album of the week to be Finn Wolfhard, but I guess stranger things have happened.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
I'll be here all show. Don't forget to tip your waitress.
Tip your waitresses.
Yep.
Safe journey.
So Fire from the Hip is the second studio album by the Canadian actor and musician. Both of the tracks that I've picked from it feature backing vocals by Jet Rapusky from the band Lunar Vacation. Finn says the album takes cues from 70s classic rock, but I think it has more tinges of sort of alt country and kind of 90s noughties sound. Really good. Give it a listen. The track I've picked to go first is called Follow.
Once in a while,
Listen to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
3 years on the local circuit, played twice at the county fair, and the second time Ben, our friend who worked the business, and said a guy from a label was there. There were two more like him at the next show, staring us down like hawks. And there was love in the air, and all the money was there, and we were going on tour with Candlebox. Acid-washed blue jeans you could ever want underneath the bus. Sound guy, schedule guy, driver, and three bunks left for us. You sleep like a baby when you're still young, and dumber than a bag of rocks. 25 tight minutes, 7 nights a week, 8 weeks without a break for Candlebox. Running out of things to say. This is how we build the fan base, fellas. We'll be in the headline slot someday. Accountants at their desks the day Hannibal crossed. You wouldn't even believe me if I told you what the video cost. Windswept silence at the hen house. Nobody's catching up with the fox. But if we ever find Ben, we'll probably do it again like we were young men, as we were then, with Candlebox.
That was the Mountain Goats from their forthcoming album, which is called Days. And that started off as a follow-up to 2017's Goths, and that's since evolved into a collection of songs about the 70s, 80s and 90s. Sample titles include Charlie Sheen Reaches Out to the Feds, Best Hard Rock Albums, 2013, and The Hidden Majesty of Later Venom Albums. So I think I'd listen to that just for the titles, frankly. And also, we forgot to say, Mary in the Junkyard had the breakdown bounce that usually goes in at 101 on the charts, doesn't it? This week, Mary in the Junkyard debuted at
number 30.
Well done, Mary in the Junkyard, and you're welcome. Right, we have it's 25 past three, so we've got one more track until the 777. So we're going to play Tommy Barlow. Tell me about Tommy Barlow, Jo.
Tommy Barlow. He's a UK singer, producer, and songwriter. And he released a new single, Won't You Ever Need Me, out on Young, which is the label behind Jamie XX and Sampha. The track apparently began as an iPhone recording of Barlow playing piano at his family home in Cambridge before being stripped back and rebuilt at his home studio in London. And he's announced his first UK EU tour, headline tour, this autumn.
Is he playing here?
Don't think so, no.
I bet he's playing Leeds Manchester.
I think he is.
That usually is what happens.
Yeah, skipping us out again.
Yeah. Right, this is Tommy Barlow, Won't You Ever Need Me? Thank you.
stars again.
Are you okay? That was Tommy Barlow, and When You Ever Need Me, that was the man with probably the graveliest voice I've heard this year, and I've been listening to a lot of Tom Waits recently. That was really good. When You Ever Need Me by Tommy Barlow. It's Treble Seven time, and Jen's going to do her Treble Seven first.
Yeah, I am. So I'm going to kick off with a new artist for the breakdown, Jaguar Jones. She had a single out a few years ago called Cut, which was one of my favourite songs in whichever year it came out. And yeah, she's come back after a two-year hiatus that was focused on her health. And this week she released Half Devil, which is a collaboration with fellow half Taiwanese singer-songwriter Kaya. The song's sung in both Mandarin and English and explores themes of dual cultural heritage and the feeling of not fully belonging anywhere. There'll be one in the middle, one at the end. I'll tell you about those when we come back. But yeah, for now, this is Jaguar Jones and Half Devil featuring Kaya.
I'm not afraid to
At the end there. Welcome back to The Breakdown. That was my treble seven. At the start you heard Jaguar Jones and Half Devil featuring Kaya. In the middle you heard KT Melodies and a track called Ten Toes. The London via LA producer KT Melodies released that, continuing his breakout run in UK electronic music, and the release of it comes shortly after he played a support slot for Kay Trinada at London's O2 Arena. And yeah, at the end there, Sad 13 is the solo alter ego of Sadie Dupuis from Speedy Ortiz. And yesterday she released 1331, a 13-track mixtape of roughly 1 minute long songs, coming in at under 31 minutes, making it perfect for a treble seven. And you heard the opening track, Pretty Little Lifers.
And that was Jen's Treble 7, and mine will follow in about an hour's time, just under. We haven't got any jingles this week, so I might just step in with a, you're listening to the Treble 7. Anyway, it's tradition that I play my longest track after your Treble 7. So my longest track this week is 5 minutes 32, and it is by Computer Wife, which is the project of Atlanta, Georgia-based artist Addie Warnock. Started making music as a teenager after she heard the grime song Kill V Mame and became obsessed with finding out how it was made. It's her first music for 3 years, and it comes just before she supports Feeble Little Horse on their US tour. It's a track called Nobody, Computer Wife.
Thank you.
That was Computer Wife and Nobody, all 5 minutes of us. And no word on an album or anything like that. But if you're in the US, at some point in the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to see a supporting Feeble Little Horse. Atlas, her name is Addie Warnock. Right, over to you, Jan.
I really enjoyed that one. Thanks, John. B. Miller, she has released a new single called Born to Lose. She first entered the public eye in 2012 as a contestant on the US version of The X Factor when she was only 13 years old. And this new song, it centres on her reflections of growing up in public and the pressure that can follow early success. Apparently she is working on some new music, so I assume this will form part of an album in due course. But yeah, for now, Born to Lose.
By Bea Miller.
Shower if it wasn't for my roommates. Haven't left the house in so long, pretty sure it's Tuesday. It could be Wednesday, but never Sunday. It doesn't matter, no one's calling me. Every time I open up my phone, I am reminded, seeing all the fun I used to have that's now behind me. There's no denying.
That was Meaningful Stone and a brand new artist for The Breakdown, otherwise known as Kim Jimin. She's a South Korean singer-songwriter, and she recorded that track with Jay Som. She drawn comparisons with the likes of Soccer Mommy and Hachi, and in 2021, she won the prestigious Rookie of the Year Award at the 2021 Korean Music Awards. And before that, it was Bia. Remind me her name.
B. Miller.
B. Miller, yes, and a very good theatrical pop song. Next, we have Rico Nasty, which is Jen's choice.
Yeah, I thought we could use a noisy one to wake us up in case the heat was getting to us and making us feel a bit sleepy.
Yep.
So Rico Nasty, she has released You Can't Run From Me, which is a new track written for Cyberpunk Edgerunners 2, which is apparently a standalone anime series set in the dystopian world of the Cyberpunk 2077 video game. And that will be debuting on Netflix this autumn. The single lands amid a busy run for her. Her fourth album, RX, will drop on the 24th of July, although I don't think this track will be on it. It's purely standalone. But yeah, hold on to your seats.
Right. Well, this may be the penultimate track of the hour. We're going to see if we can fit three more in. I think we may just fit two, but we'll see. Rico Nasty, You Can't Run From Me.
Yeah.
That was Rico Nasty, and You Can't Run From Me, and that definitely did wake me up, I think.
Yep.
I'm definitely more of a...
Blew away the cobwebs.
That's what word I'm looking for. We have, I think, one more song to come in, because it's 4 minutes to four. And we don't have an ident, so we can't say, like, it's 4 o'clock. It's the breakdown. But I'm going to try and push the... You might realise I'm just playing for time a bit now. But anyway, I'm going to finish the hour with Railcard. And Railcard are pretty much a twee pop supergroup. They are Rachel Love from Dolly Mixture and Ian Button and Peter Montchilioff from Heavenly. And one day, they all met at a gig. They realised they were all the same age and they decided that was good enough reason to form a band together. They played their first gig last December. They've released a couple of EPs and their debut album, Two Steps at a Time, will be released on 18th September. And this is the title track. It lasts 2.5 minutes, so this should come in just before 4 o'clock. And then we have an absolute belter of a 4 o'clock classic for you. But firstly, Railcard, Two Steps at a Time. Railcard, Two Steps at a Time, and a rogue drum came in. It's very nearly 4 o'clock. You're listening to Sheffield Live. This is The Breakdown, and this is the 4 o'clock classic.